This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. I want to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church across America and around the world. So thankful, delighted to have you with us on this Lord's Day. Dale Gentry here. And we are pioneering Breakout Radio Church for those who are confined, the unchurched, the unsaved, the unreached, for those who are listening around the world who may not have a home church, or maybe you have to work on Sundays, whatever your situation is. We are glad to have you here with us here at Breakout Radio Church, broadcasting live on this Sunday morning from Austin, Texas. And we want to welcome those who are listening across America and other nations of the world. In fact, we want to just take a few moments to welcome some nations that are listening today that are with us here at Breakout Radio Church, Indonesia. We want to welcome the United Kingdom, Moldova. We want to welcome Algeria, Australia, the Netherlands, those in Russia and France and Israel, Malawi, Poland, Ireland, Spain, and other nations of the world. Thank you so very, very much for joining us here on this Sunday morning in Central Time in Austin, Texas. And we are believing God for a great service. I remember when I was a boy, growing up, my family and I, we were able to go to church on Sunday morning, but there were other times that my mom and my dad and I would gather around the radio and we would have church there with the radio preacher and the church that was broadcasting. And a lot of an incredible ministry that I received, that I'm experiencing now, I received as a boy just listening to Radio Church. And so I'm thankful that many of you are listening today, maybe even with your smartphone, walking, taking your Sunday walk, or maybe some other nation you're walking to work or walking home from work. Whatever it may be, you have your phone with you, your pocket or your purse. So, Father, I just pray the will of God be done here on this Sunday morning in Austin, Texas, here at Breakout Radio Church. I'm so thankful for the people that are listening here. And we know that this live church service on Sunday morning is going to be broadcast throughout the week. So it may be that people are listening to this broadcast being replayed at another time on BPN Radio during the week. But we are so very, very thankful. And we are so very, very grateful for all of your blessings. And I just pray the will of God be done here today. Lord, I pray that you will give us ears to hear on Breakout Radio Church. Why don't you just take and put your hands on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and just say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes, my spiritual eyes, that I might see what you're doing in me. And why don't you just put your hand on your heart and you say, Holy Spirit, open my heart, that I might receive all that you have for me. I am ready to receive. I am ready, ready, ready. And are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to receive from him today? Well, it's going to be a great day here at Breakout Radio Church. So we're just going to, we're going to worship him now and praise him. Would you just lift your hands? Just lift your hands and let's worship and praise him this morning.
Enemies been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. The enemy's been defeated.
Bless your name, honor your name, magnify the name of the Lord. We are so very, very thankful and grateful. Well, let's give the Lord a praise today here on Breakout Radio Church. We bless you today. Lord, we honor you today. We magnify you. You are a good God. You are an awesome God. You're a mighty God. And we are so very, very thankful, Lord, to be able to have Breakout Radio Church here today. Lord, as people join us in cities all across America, towns and cities, and as people, Lord, join us in other nations of the world, we just declare, Lord, that it's raining. We declare that we are thirsty. We declare, let it rain, because we are so thankful. Let's all worship him today, can we? Let's call for the rain of the Spirit.
Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, sing out, let it.
The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send down your power. Oh, God, send your glory. We want to see you move in our generations, oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. We are in a dry and thirsty time, a dry and thirsty land. Let it rain, we pray. Holy Ghost, send the spiritual rains upon this nation, upon this land. We cry out for you on this Sunday morning, on this Lord's Day. How thirsty we are. How thirsty, how we long for you as the deer pants after the water brook, so my soul pants after you. In Jesus' name, Father, I just pray that you will anoint me, your servant, today to preach the word, to declare the word here on this Sunday at Breakout Radio Church. People listening across America and many nations of the world, would you just anoint me to declare your word in Jesus' name? And everybody said, amen and amen. I want to read today from the book of John. The book of John, chapter 7, beginning with verse number 37. John chapter 7, verse 37. And after I get finished today, we're going to pray some more, and I'll have some announcements to make. So good to have you here with us at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning in June. Okay, here we go. John said that Jesus said, or the Bible said, on that last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds. This is John chapter 7, beginning with verse 37. Jesus shouted to the crowd, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scripture declares rivers of living water will flow from his heart." when he said, of course, living waters, he was speaking of the Spirit. And so I declare today that God has not forsaken us. I declare that God is at work in our lives. And I know that in the last couple of days, there has been so much in the news about the economy, the decision that Great Britain has made to leave the EU, and the upheaval that it's causing in stock markets across the United Kingdom, across Europe, and is even affecting some of the stock markets here in America. People are becoming very fearful, and they are becoming afraid of what might happen to their finances, to their savings, to their stocks, to their 401k. What is going to happen to us? But I have an answer today. I have an announcement to make. Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, he just stood on that day and made an announcement. I have an announcement to make today, and it comes from the words of David. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I just declare that God is at work, and our trust is in him. Our trust is not in the economy. Our trust is not in our government. Our trust is not in our Social Security. Our trust is not in our retirement. Our trust is not in our employer. Our trust is not in our own abilities, our own talents. Our trust is not in the things that we possess. But our trust is in him, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, the Bible says we came into this world with nothing, and we'll leave with nothing. Now, we may leave something behind, but we're not going to take anything with us. The only thing we'll take with us is the hope that we have in him if we are Christians, because the moment we depart from this life, from this earth, we will need absolutely nothing over there. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so we're having a lot of words like that we've never heard before, like Brexit and all of the words that cause fear and apprehension in our lives. But I'm here to tell you that fear has torment, and we will not be afraid. The Bible says that concerning famine, our poverty, our lack, we laugh at those things because God is with us. That does not mean that we are not to be good stewards. We are to be good stewards of what we have. But we must understand that our life consists not in the things, not in the abundance of the things that we possess in this earth, but our confidence is in him, because we know that he is with us, and he has promised not to leave us or forsake us, but to go all the way with us, even to the end of the world. And so our trust is in him. And I speak to you today concerning Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. For this shall be health to your emotions. It shall be health to your peace of mind. So we will not worry. We will not fret. We will not be anxious concerning any reports that we are having concerning the economy, concerning whatever may be happening in this nation, because he is our confidence and our trust is in him, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is Jehovah God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. So our provision comes from him. It may come through an employer. It may come through savings. It may come through some other arena of life that we have worked for or invested in. But primarily everything comes from him. Every good and perfect gift, the Bible says, comes from above. Can anybody say amen to that? So I just want to talk to you about the announcement and the power of the announcement. And I know that if you've listened to me preach very long, you've always heard me talk about this, because I know that it's so powerful. Because Jesus said we're either justified by the words of our mouth, or we are condemned by the words of our mouth. And so we must make declarations and proclamations concerning what we are hearing the Holy Spirit say to us, and what we are seeing, what He is doing in our lives. We are to declare those words, because there is power in our words. And so faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and then we speak those things that we are hearing by the Spirit. Not what we are hearing out of the mind, not what we are hearing from the news media, but we speak those things that we are hearing from the Holy Spirit. I have not heard the Holy Spirit to tell me to quit leading prayer on BPN radio or quit preaching, because I know that we are making progress, because we look in the realm of the Spirit. We look in the realm of the supernatural. And so we are here today making an announcement, just as Jesus made when He stood during that great feast in Jerusalem, John chapter 7. He said, if anybody, he shouted out with a loud voice. I'm sure He said words like this: hey, everybody, I have a special announcement to make. Is anybody thirsty? Now, he wasn't talking about the natural thirst. He was not talking about having an Evian. He was not talking about any type of spring water. He was talking about water that springs up in you, that is already in you, but it is ignited by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, I'm just believing for the rain of God. Now, you must understand that the rain is already in you. The river is deep inside of you. And when you begin to pray, when you begin to hunger and thirst after Him, something begins to happen. So one of the problems we have in the church world today among Christendom is so few people really thirsty for the things of the Spirit. But Jesus said in His Sermon on the Mount, blessed are those who are thirsty. Blessed are those who thirst after righteousness. And so Jesus said, if you are thirsty, you are blessed. I remember visiting with a friend of mine who had had surgery, major surgery. And he told me that after his surgery, that he did not eat for 32 days. The last 23 days after his surgery, they did not give him one drop of water, only a spoonful of crushed ice every 4 hours. He said he was not, he was okay not eating, but he said he would have sold his house for one cup of water. He understood what David was saying when he spoke about the deer. As the deer pants for the water brook. I mean, the deer that is out there thirsty and knows that its life is ebbing away if he does not find a brook. And there's a lot of people that have lost hope in life. And there's a lot of people that once had great passion for God, people that once were what we would say on fire for God, have lost their thirst for God, and they have turned to other things. But Jesus is making an announcement again today and saying, I want to rain upon this nation. I want it to rain on this land. I mean, that's a corporate word. That's a corporate anointing. But I believe more than ever, He's saying, I want that river, I want that water to spring up inside of you, that is lying dormant inside of you, because you are no longer thirsty. So Jesus said, blessed are the thirsty. And over the years, I've seen the power of an announcement. I remember in 1994 when I went to Fort Worth, Texas for a two-week revival meeting. Gene and I serving as prayer leaders and revivalists, and we would go into churches and stay sometimes for days, sometimes for weeks, and sometimes for months. And we went to those places that were so thirsty. And I remember a pastor in Oklahoma calling me up and saying, "Dale, when can you come and minister in my church?" He said, "I am so thirsty." He didn't say that his congregation was thirsty. He said, "I am so thirsty." What is the Holy Spirit restraining himself from sending revivals all across this nation, all across the land and nations of the world? No, he's not. Is he refraining? Is he holding back? No, he's not. He is just waiting for leaders, church pastors. He is waiting for them to begin to declare, "I am so hungry and thirsty." Where does it start? It starts with the leadership of the church, or it starts with someone in the congregation that is so thirsty. So thirsty. I remember an evangelist telling me that he went to a certain place in Michigan, and he said at the end of every service, the services were quite dry, lean and dry, and not much was happening. But he said at the close of every service, there would be this teenage girl, and she would come down to the altar, and soon she would be weeping and wailing and interceding, and people were looking at her. And some of them would just walk out, and some would just kind of look at her sitting in the pews, and nothing was happening. But every night this young lady would come and intercede for revival and cry out. And eventually, because of the river that was flowing through her, eventually it began to spread into the congregation. It can happen in that way, but primarily it happens when the pastor, the leader, begins to cry out and say, "Lord, I am so thirsty for you. I am so thirsty, and I would sell my house for one cup of water, or I would sell my house for revival." Lou Engle, when he went to Los Angeles Stadium several weeks ago to lead that revival meeting, that one-day revival there in Los Angeles, I understood that in order to finance that one-day revival, he went and sold his house and was able to rent that. There must be a commitment. There must be a price. I remember when I went to Fort Worth, Texas, Calvary Cathedral, that Pastor Bob Nichols stood up and said, "We are going to seek God." He said, "I am so thirsty for God. I am so thirsty for revival. I am so thirsty for a move of God." He said, "We're setting aside our schedule. We're not having any other activities until we hear from God, until the Spirit of the Lord is poured out in this place. We're not having any type of meetings. We're not having anything except we're going to come and pray, and we're going to come and seek the face of God." And it was amazing for 24 weeks how God began to move in that church, and the lives that were changed, and the marriages were put back together. The people were healed, and people that came to God, and people were called to ministry, and people went out spreading the revival reports. All because one man, Pastor Bob Nichols, made an announcement. "I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty." Jesus cried out and said, "Is anybody thirsty? And if you are, come. And I'll respond to your thirst." And so the Holy Spirit responded to Bob Nichols' thirst, and there was such an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. It was amazing. It was remarkable. It was incredible. And after that, a pastor by the name of Keith Johnson, who pastored Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, he invited me to come to the church there in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. And he said to me, "Dale, we have raised, our church has taken up an offering, and we have raised $360,000. We have raised $360,000 for a revival. That didn't mean he was going to give me $360,000. That meant that he had raised the money. The people had given the money because they were thirsty. He said, I am so thirsty for a move of God. And the people responded. They caught it. You must understand it's more caught than taught. And the pastor began to cry out, I am so thirsty for God. And he began to make arrangements for several different revivalists to come. And he just set aside several months. He said, we're going to set everything aside. We're going to make a commitment that we're going to come. And Gene and I started the meeting there in November, and it was cold, sometimes 40 degrees below zero at night. Sometimes it would be zero in the morning times or below when people would come to early morning revival services. We were having two revival services a day, and the people were coming. And they were coming because they were thirsty. They were longing for God. They wanted more of Him. And it was amazing what happened. You said, well, how could that happen? $360,000 because people were desperate for God. They were willing to come twice a day. Sometimes they were willing to stay for several hours a day. They were willing to do it because they were thirsty. It was amazing, many of them. And we began to see signs and wonders and miracles. A young boy, I remember, that ran into a brick wall skiing on a Sunday afternoon between services, about 10 years old, and he hit his head against the wall, and they rushed him to the emergency room. And the first hospital said, there's nothing we can do for him. So they took him to the second hospital, and church members were praying, and they were hearing about what was happening to this little boy that was in the church. His parents were such a vital part of the church. And they met in the second hospital there in the emergency room, and the doctor said, there's nothing we can do, but they begin to pray. They went into the chapel, and they began to pray because they'd been thirsty, and the river was flowing out of them. And that little boy, by the time the service started that night, he was back in church. Years later, when I went back, he was standing as a teenager, about 18, 19 years old, sharing his testimony of how God healed him. And it was a result of the thirst, the hunger and the thirst for God, for the things of righteousness. I don't believe that our nation is going to hell in a handbasket. But I do not see very many people thirsting. They are so busy. They are being so distracted. And we are in the process of a major makeover in America, and we cannot be distracted. We must be alert to what the Holy Spirit wants to do in response to the condition of our nation. We are in serious condition in the realm of the natural. We must have another spiritual awakening. We must have revival. That is why that I founded BPN Radio. We are broadcasting around the clock. We are praying and seeking God and calling people to do the same, not only in America, but around the world, around the globe, at this time or any time. And the Holy Spirit just put in my heart that I needed to call people to join me every Sunday morning, Breakout Radio Church, and other times when we replay this broadcast, to let them know that there is a place for them. There's a place for them. There's an opportunity for them. And I'm going to be, for those who become members of Breakout Radio Church. If you're not a member of another church, if you're a member of another church, you don't need to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. But if you're not a member of another church, you said, I'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. We'll make sure that we correspond with you weekly, and we will be taking your prayer request, and we'll be responding to situations that may be in your life, because we have the opportunity to have people to call you anywhere you live in the whole wide world. Because I believe that God is raising up a church. I believe he is raising up churches who are thirsty. And as leader of Breakout Radio Church, I want to say today, I am so thirsty. I long for him today as the brook pants after the water brook. So my soul pants after him. And I'm making an announcement today that I am going to run after God, that I'm going to seek after God, and I am going to open my heart to God in ways that I've never done before because I am so desperate. I'm so desperate. So in 1994, I saw Pastor Bob Nichols lay aside every schedule of his church, and I saw people come day and night for week after week. I saw Pastor Keith Johnson in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, raise $360,000 for revival. And I went that, Gene and I were there for about 13 weeks in the wintertime. But after we left, it kept going. It kept going and going. And other revivalists came, other prayer leaders, other evangelists came, and they continued on. And it was amazing the impact that was made upon that church, upon that city, upon that nation, and other nations of the world that made their way to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. I went to England several years ago in the early 90s, and I went there and to minister in a church outside of London, and the church was meeting in a theater. And so the Holy Spirit told me to raise money to help them get out of the theater and get into their own facility. They would find a building that they could lease, could remodel, and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me about that. And I believe that obedience is better than sacrifice, and so I responded. I just said to the people, I'm going to raise money and I'm going to give whatever honorariums you're giving me, I'm going to give back. The Holy Spirit said, don't take anything out of this nation. Give everything you have away. I must say, that is the way, as Gene and I celebrate 50 years in the ministry this month. We have one more year, one more week of celebration. As we celebrate 50 years in the ministry, we have operated from the law of sowing and giving. If we sow sparingly, we reap sparingly. If we sow bountifully, we reap bountifully. And so we have learned over the years to sow bountifully, bountiful seed, to give above and beyond. And in turn, we have discovered over the years that God is a generous God if we sow bountifully. And so I believe that my honorarium was something around $5,000. And I said, I'm just going to give all of this. And I was able to raise over $600,000, over $600,000 for them to get into another facility of their own that they so desperately needed. But there was such a thirst for God that the church decided instead of going and purchasing or leasing and remodeling a facility of their own, that they would put that money into a revival in London. And so in 1997, I received a phone call one day, and the leader of that group, Gerald Coates, he said to me, Dale, there's over 100 leaders here in London and England that have been meeting. We want to have revival, and we want to set aside weeks or months of our time to have a revival in the heart of London. And we want you and Gene to come, and we want you to be our first revivalist, our first speakers, and we want you to stay for the month of June, the entire month of June. So in June of 1997, the first part of June, Gene and I made our way to London, England, to a church there called Emmanuel Church. And it was located just a few blocks down the street from where Princess Diana's funeral was held, just a few blocks down the street from Parliament, down in the heart of London. I understood it cost about $1,500 a night to rent that church. And instead of building the building, remodeling the building, they moved to the church there in the heart of London, asked their congregation to drive into London, some driving 2 hours one way, and make a commitment using that $600,000+ to rent that facility, giving it all to see a revival, a spiritual awakening in the heart of London and in the nation of England throughout the United Kingdom. So Gene and I, we flew to London the first part of June, and there we began to preach at Emmanuel Church. And just a few nights after I began, I was getting ready to preach, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said to me these words, because the church was located on a street called Marsham Street. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, there is a revival on Marsham Street. So I went out that night and I learned the power of an announcement. I began to announce, there is a revival on Marsham Street. And there was an incredible response. And people began to chant those words, revival on Marsham Street. And the word began to go out, and other people began to come to the revival on Marsham Street. There were many things happening, taking place. And during the next 9 or 10 months of that revival on Marsham Street, many were called into the ministry, many called to preach. There were many things that happened. And the end of that first month, of course, we went to Wembley Stadium, and Noel Richards and Gerald Coates led a day of prayer and music. And it was about 40,000+ people that came to Wembley Stadium for that incredible day. And then the revival, of course, continued to spread throughout the nation and the nations of the world, spending the money that had been raised for a building, people willing to say, take the money, the $600,000+, and let's have revival. And that revival, that 9 or 10 months revival, all started with an announcement. There is a revival on Marsham Street. And so I declared that happened because there was a thirst. And I just declare today that I am thirsty. I am thirsty for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I am thirsty for people to turn to God in mass, for people to come to know Jesus. I am thirsty for people to stand and make proclamations and declarations and announcements concerning their lives. This week, I've been encouraging people just to make an announcement concerning what they believe that God is doing in their lives. And it all is followed by a thirst. There's one lady that said, last year was a heavy year of grief through the loss of my family, friends, and my career. The Lord has picked me up and moved me to a place where I can shed the burdensome weight of those losses, she said. My spirit is soaring on wings of eagles. My spirit is soaring. And I believe that young lady has had a drink of living water. Jesus said to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, he said, if you drink of this water, you are going to thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I have given you, he said, you will never thirst again. And so I'm here to tell you that if you are thirsty today, I am going to pray for you. And I like what that young lady, she said. She said, I am now soaring on eagle's wings. I just believe that there is a place. I believe there's a place in God that you can go today that will snap you out of your boredom, your distractions, the things of life that are overwhelming you. And you're saying, I'm just so overwhelmed in life. I'm hearing reports about the economy. I'm hearing reports about what might be happening into this nation. And what am I going to do? And how am I going to live? And and how am I going to pay my bills? And the Lord said to you, is saying to you, you just rest in me. I will pick you up on eagle's wings, and I will cause you to soar. I will cause you to soar, and I will cause you, I will lift you up above the mundane things of this life. And so come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. What did he say? He said, if you'll do it, if you'll come unto me, I will give you rest. And so I just have an announcement to make today that there is a place in God. If you are thirsty for him and you are tired, of mundane living, you're tired of living in that condition, not knowing what's going to happen, so concerned that you might not make it, or so concerned about everything that may be happening in life, I just want to tell you that Jesus is here today. And if you're thirsty, he's going to respond to you. And he's going to pick you up on eagle's wings. And I want us to sing this morning this song. And then I'm going to be right back to pray for you. Just receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost, because he's here today on this Sunday morning.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in
I pray, Lord, for those. Lord, I pray for those today that are so unfulfilled in life. May they rise today. May they rise today on eagle's wings here on Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday. Broadcasting live, Lord. Having church here in Austin, across America, around the world. Those of you that are bored with life, you're unfulfilled with life, you don't know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You're tired of living the way you're living, and everything that you do is unfulfilling. Maybe you're living in fear because it seems like everything you work for may be on the verge of being lost. But once you put things in the hands of the Lord, your hand in the hand of the man, Jesus, you can rest assured. You can rest assured that He is going to help you. So I pray today for those of you that don't know the Lord, you're not a Christian. And there may be some of those of you that are listening today, you're backslid, you're away from God, far away from God. You no longer have that relationship with Him. Some of you are angry with God. I'm going to pray for you. And there are also those of you that you're not sure about your salvation. You don't know today if you were to die where you would go. You're not sure you would go to heaven. You think maybe I might go to hell. I'm not sure. But you can have that assurance. I want to pray for you right now. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. So would you pray this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God, that You died on the cross for my sins, that You arose on the third day. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept You today as my Lord and Savior. With Your strength and help, I'm going to live for You and serve You all the days of my life. Thank You, Jesus, for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank You for Your mercies. I thirst for You. I long for You. And I know that only You can satisfy. In Jesus' name. And if you have said that prayer today, if you've said that prayer today, and there is a local Bible-believing church near you, you need to find that church, get acquainted with the pastor, let them know that you're going to be a part of that church, and go and become a member of that church. It's very, very important. I don't believe that church membership, is going to send you to heaven. But I do believe that it's very, very important that you be connected to a local church. And you say, well, I don't have a church, and so I want to give you an opportunity to join Breakout Radio Church, wherever you may live all across America. If you're not a member of a church, you can join Breakout Radio Church, and here's how you do it. You go to BPN Radio, bpnradio.com. BPN, of course, stands for Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. And right below BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, it says, please note, and it talks about Breakout Church. And it says, click here to register your membership. And if you'll double-click on that, there's a Breakout Radio Church membership card. And it says, to be a member of this worldwide church, please fill out the form below and click submit. You will receive a confirmation soon. We will also send you regular updates concerning our progress, your name, your street, your town, your city. Remember your country, wherever you may live in the world. If you'll give us your email address, and if you fill out that information and submit it, it will come to us And we will, of course, send you a membership card. And we will stay in contact with you, praying with you, and however we can help you here at Breakout Radio Church, Worldwide Church. And you can become a member, and we would be delighted to have you. Father, speak to people who are to be members, not members of another church, but they need to be member of a church, Breakout Radio Church. We also at this very moment want to give you an opportunity to give today, and with your tithes, your offerings, your contribution, and I want to give you that opportunity. And here's how you do it. You can do it two ways. You can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go down to the bottom of the page where it says donate. And that yellow donate button right at the bottom of the page, and you can double click that. And as you click that, it will come up, and you can it will say Breakout Prayer Network, and you can make your contribution there. You can use your credit cards. The amount, it's very easy to do. bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and there you can make your contribution. If you would like to send a check, you can do that. If you want to make a contribution by check today, you can do that. And I want to give you the address that you can make the contribution. And the address is, you can just make it to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I just want to give you a few moments to prepare your gifts today, your contribution today. And while you're doing that, I want to send congratulations out to Pastor Rick and Linda Rapp in Roswell, New Mexico, Gateway Church, our successors there, as they celebrate their 10th anniversary. May God bless them and bless all of you pastors today as you get ready to minister at your church on this Sunday morning, on this Lord's Day. So again, I want to give you that address before I pray, just in case you're still making out your checks. Make it out to Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, or you can just make it out to Breakout, Austin, Texas, 78709. Father, I just want to bless the people that are giving today. God, I bless them, and I pray that you bless them right now. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Okay, God bless you as you give. Just wait on you for just a few moments as you make your checks payable, and as you go to website, give you just a few moments to do that. I just want to say, on behalf of my wife Jean, as we celebrate our 55th wedding anniversary this year, our 50 years in the ministry, we just want to thank you for being a part of Breakout Radio Church. Remember, Pastor Chuck Pelham, New Harvest Church is next. And Clewiston, Florida, they're going to have broadcasting live. And then, of course, Bishop Tony Miller, The Gate Church, at 11 o'clock Central Time. And so thank you for being a part of Breakout Radio Church. God bless you. We'll be back, of course, this time, same time next Sunday morning.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends. Calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.